That's why we had to say this is really being persecuted, not the analysis, but the action of Mr. Bass based on his statements wrong. But that's not it. They certainly have acknowledged a number of times that, you know, we're doing the best we can, doing the best that we are approved. But we proved to the degree it's proved by this court, and you decided that that's enough proof. That's what we decided.
This court is in the situation that it's launched them.
We saw the comments,
And the judge has responses to all of those. And so it's just not a case where we don't know. There's certainly about what Dr. Moe's case has said. We know what he said, and he has responded to that. And certainly, he's been subject to some of that. This is just a quick sample case of how he's here. Well, in any event, going back to the first question, whether the agency and the Cultural Research Service has the relevant expertise here, it doesn't have the special expertise of carriers to leave a consultation duty. And the proper inquiry here isn't whether there's an employee there, like Dr. Moe's, but rather you have to look at the agency itself, because the agency's program expertise and experience is just a result of how special expertise is defined in the NEPA regulations. And when you look at what ARS does, it's the Agricultural Research Service. Its expertise is agricultural issues. The Forest Service, in contrast, is the expert wildlife management agency here. And if you look at how the Department of Agriculture, which houses both these agencies, files their responsibilities, it delegates, and we have to also agree, it delegates the wildlife management activities and issues to the Forest Service, while the Agricultural Research Service is delegating agriculture issues. So,
Thank you. or in monitoring, you know, the courses recognize that, and that's why they used the weighted probability thing. And we don't know. We don't have any data to plug into our models about, you know, who to contact there is and how, you know, what the percentage of probability is. If the people don't get a third most probability of the disease running around for a few days, how many days for that? So this range of probabilities, well, we'll assume anywhere from 5% to 100%. And Wilbur was complaining that, oh, they didn't use 0%. Well, no, all know the answer is 0% is it's 0. And so they essentially look at, okay, there's 5% risk of disease transmission, 10%, 20%, 25% frequency, 75%, 100%. We'll look at this range of probabilities. And we'll use that to compare various alternative actions. That's what they did on ER 815, the EINF. We're not trying to come out with a hard and fast result. We predicted exactly the risk of extrication. That's not what the point was. The point was to look at, okay, we have various alternative actions. They closed various amounts of the domestic sheep farms. And let's look at the impact of these various alternatives under this different range. And so they ran the model for, you know, if there were 5% risk of disease transmission, this is what would happen under each alternative. If it's 20%, this would happen under each alternative. So then they compare the alternative actions and determine, based on that comparison, which one they were going to choose so that they could minimize the risk of inborn sheep and provide for viable populations. They explained it in their EIS, they explained it in the appendix L of the EIS. They responded to numerous comments and there's pages ER 298 to 1114 and 1119 to 1139. Those are all responses to comments about the EIS, about the models and methodology. They revealed everything that they could. They revealed the uncertainties. That's all they were required to do on the NEPA. And they had to make a decision. So they use this information to the best way possible to make this
theory. Your Honor, I'd like to come back to the answer to the question on this. A couple of more steps that the task force does with it talks about the detachment required to obtain the course of what kind of knowledge will be used to have on populations for these months or those other projects. The specific issue is the post is to the force is not just to a lot of science they want to transmission issues that may not be specific to the time that would be considered by the agency. According to the law, even more specific to say, those requirements is essential to maintain the integrity and regularity of the decision-making process. So what other than the agency obtained from the ARS in this process would be used to analysis? I hold that nothing. Topics that we have a page in which the record is one page of handwritten notes from one phone call. So this is not by the Forest Service to the RS, but by the mission of Dr. Rose to the Forest Service. That's the record page for. So this is used to the knowledge.
If you did file something as a report, you know it.
Situation involves different goals.
Thank you.